Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we move ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. I want to take a look, first of all, at the first reading, and then I want to go backwards. So hold on to your readings here. The first reading is from the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, verse 20, and then verses 28 to 29. This is a very short reading, but I want you to hear it, and then I want you to hear Pope Emeritus Benedict's comments on this. It's very, very important, very enlightening. The book of Sirach reads, chapter 3, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility." What does that mean? I've said this often, humility is truth, to live in the truth of who God is, the truth of who you are, the truth of your relationships with others. Truth, that is, from God's point of view, that's the only real truth. There's no such thing as my truth and your truth, though we use those words today. They're false. It's God's truth, and whether I'm willing to listen and to humble myself and to live out of God's truth. So the reading, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." I speak to all of you out there who hold positions, who hold titles, whether it be in the church or whether it be in the secular world. How are you living that position? How are you living under that title? Is it all pride? Is it, wow, I've achieved this, now it's all up to me, now I can do what I want to do and where I want to go? Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. The more titles, the more honors, the more positions of power that you hold, humble yourself, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not into things beyond your strength, search not. What is too sublime for you, seek not into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. What the writer here is saying to us is, when we walk in humility, we know who God is and we know who we are. We acknowledge that He is the source of all our gifts, so that when those gifts bear fruit, whether it is in the world or in the church, when those gifts bear fruit, we immediately turn to Him and thank Him. We don't get puffed up with pride because we aren't the source of our gifts. We can thank God for the talents that He's given us. We can appreciate them. We can rejoice. We can thank God. Thank God you gave me this. I thank you, Lord, for this talent and this ability. May it be used for your glory and honor. And the fact that it brings you pleasure as well is fine. But if that pleasure leads you to thinking, I'm the source, then we're in difficulty. Listen to what Pope Benedict says. He quotes a passage from our reading today. "Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Christ promises us that the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And now Pope Benedict says, "Why is humility an integral part of Christian righteousness? Because it is humility that keeps us mindful of our inestimable privilege. We, quote, have approached Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant." Humility brings us close to God, brings us into a relationship, an inestimable privilege that I, who am human, weak, sinful, fallible, I can enter into a relationship with God if it's based on the truth of who I am and who He is. Pope Benedict says, only humility disposes us to want what the Lord offers and to be ever receptive to His mercy in our midst. Humility ensures that our gospel priorities are kept intact. Now listen to this line. Humility recognizes God as He is. Humility and trust are what make a person truly human. Why? Because we're in right relationship. We're living out of the truth of who God is and who I am. And that enables me to become fully what God created me to be. See, it goes against the world. I get titles, positions, honors. I'm ready to go. I'm big. I'm important. And so often disastrous falls come because of that pride, that arrogance, that ego trip, as we call it. Acknowledge who you are. Beloved son or daughter, absolutely. Beloved beyond any way we would have to describe it. But nevertheless, I'm not the source of my gifts, my talents. I'm not even the source of my own life. God created me. And when I live in right relationship, I get set free from all kinds of things. Psalm 68, God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. And that's true. He's a father of orphans, the defender of widows, those who are forsaken. God cares for all of us, whether we're in good times or in bad. His care, His love, His desire to dwell with us don't change, no matter what the external circumstances. Draw near to Him in truth, who you are really and who God is really. Think about it. Reflect on it. Live in the truth. The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18, 19, and then 22 to 24. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and gloomy darkness and storm and trumpet blast and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, countless angels in festal gathering and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. When we live in humility, that is, in truth, brothers and sisters, then there are not obstacles to our relationship with God. And we enter, even while on earth, we enter into a wider picture, a wider perspective, a wider understanding of who I am and where I'm going and who God is and what He wants to give me. That's why Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, the verse before the gospel. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. The closer we live in truth, the closer we can draw to God. The more we live in the truth of who God is and who we are, and it's not that God is absolute and we're nothing. In a certain way, that's true. But it's also true that He is my loving Father, that He cares for me if I allow myself to be cared for, that I have a Savior who waits to save me at every moment. I have a free will. I can reject it, or I can choose to walk in humility and know the blessing of God. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 1, then 7 to 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing Him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. So Jesus looks around. He knows exactly what they're doing. He sees it. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at the table in a place of honor, a more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, give your place to this man. And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go take the lowest place. That's not just external show. Don't presume on privilege. Don't presume on honors that should come to you because you are who you are. Don't do that. Live as a humble servant of God and let God raise you up. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. That means to live in the truth of who you are. Then he said to the host who invited him, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors in case they might invite you back and you have repayment. In other words, don't invite somebody to something because of what you might get out of it. Do it for the right reasons. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. See, it is so easy for us to think just of this life. It's beginning, it's middle, it's end. We're so often are thinking of ourselves in a very confined picture, the 60, 70, 80 years that we have on this earth. And we want to get everything, do everything, be everything that we possibly can be, because when it's over, it's over. But in reality, that's not true. You want to live your life now in light of eternity. There was a young saint who, when he was 14, 15 years old, would often say to himself, what is this? Whatever that this might be, what is this in light of eternity? Think about that. We can get so caught up in the things of this world and the goals and the values and whether we've been exalted or whether we've been debased, whatever. We think only of this world. But this saint used to say, what is this? Whatever the event is in front of me that's disturbing me, what is this in light of eternity? So how am I going to conduct myself, realizing that I'm going to live forever? When you honestly live out of that posture, you grow in humility. Because once again, you're not the beginning of your life and you're not the end of your life. Humility is one of the greatest virtues to have. Let's pray for it. Let's ask God to help us that we might be free to live in humility, not to have to put on a show for someone else, but to live truly who we are, sons and daughters of a loving Father who wants us with Him for all eternity. Live your life out of that.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.